sunshine by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, today I'm inshallah azza wa jal going to share with you the beauty of the construction of our tongue. That tongue which is only a couple of inches long. But look at the beauty of this tongue that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within each tongue has given us four intrinsic and four extrinsic muscles which come together and intertwine to give us that intricate structure which is our tongue, that a slightest movement of this tongue and we create sound, we create words, all because of a couple of inches with eight muscles coming together. And the beauty of this is that most muscles which we have in our limbs, they are attached to a bone. And here these muscles, they are attached with each other, but the strength of these muscles is such that we create this incredible structure of words and these words which can be so impactful. All of that beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would we have ever thought that when these muscles in our hands, they help us to hold, in our legs, they help us to walk, but the muscles in the hands, they don't talk. The muscles in the legs don't talk. But the same muscles, they come into our tongue, but the beauty of their structure is such, they come together and a sound is produced. Allahu Akbar. So how do we use our tongue? Am I using this tongue to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or am I using this tongue to destroy relations, to lie, to backbite? That's the question I need to ask. That's why our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all those years ago, he said to us to the closest meaning that the one who gives me guarantee of thing between his teeth and between his legs, I give him guarantee of Jannah. That's how important this tongue is. That's why we need to look after it. And if we don't, then if it goes and it cuts the ties of relation, if it goes and it leaves a negative remark, a negative impact on someone, we could face serious consequences of that in this world and the hereafter. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recognize the significance of this muscle and give us tawfiq to use it only to please him and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabijin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.